We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here at 920, segment number two of our program. And we're going to be talking about an event coming up in August, the third annual Bowslinger 3D Archery Tournament. And here to talk about that with us is a familiar voice to KMAN Airwaves, and that is Todd Lovin, Recreation Specialist. Todd, of course, the former Tuttle Creek State Park manager out at Fort Riley now, and good to see you again, Todd.
Yes, you too, Brandon. Glad to be back.
Absolutely. This is a neat event here that goes on next month, and we've had some different folks talk about this in the past, and I think Leanne Slinger was here last year to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Tell us more. When is this happening, and what is it exactly?
Okay. It is August 21 and 22. Out here at Fort Riley at the Adventure Park, which is at 5202 Normandy Drive. There's a lot of places to go, so that address is real important to know where you're going there. And it is an open 3D tournament consisting of 30 known target distances. You will walk through what used to be the Custer Hill Golf Course is where it's at. So some people have know where that's at, so same place. The trail for this 3D tournament will be about 1.54 miles. So in August, 21, 22, heat could be a factor, so just be aware of that. And it'll be a great time. And it will attract people from, and has in the past, from all surrounding states and easily people 150 miles away.
Well, tell us what makes this tournament unique out of Fort Riley.
Well, one thing great is that it's on a military fort, of course, so that's a little bit unique. And then there's just a lot of options that we get here, the opportunities. You won't see too many archery tournaments that a person gets to shoot from a tank. Or in the past, they shot out of a Chinook. We won't have the Chinook helicopter this year, but we've got a couple other things like a Panther piece of equipment, not the critter, but the military piece of equipment. Okay, so you're not going to be shooting off a live critter. A lot of different targets. One of the few that I've ever seen has a Yeti. That's a memorable moment. You can shoot a Yeti out of a Chinook, so... Really a cool opportunity.
I think just getting to go inside a tank is, I'd be sold just right
there.
Yeah,
you get a shoot off the top, it's really cool that way.
Either way, that's cool. Tell us, what's kind of the cost to participate in this tournament?
Okay, one up front, and it is open to the public, as well as active duty retirees and so forth. It is active duty. Any class that you shoot in is $45. That is for adults. And there's different classes for men's open, bow hunter, and just the difference there is open pretty means what it pretty much sounds what it, or means what it sounds like is it's open class. You can do all kinds of different things with your bow. You don't have to have fixed pins and all that. Bow hunter, you have to have fixed pins, and it's a lot more restrictive like you would do a hunter hunting. There's a women's class that's 55. We have a traditional class, which is just the old longbows and recurves, that sort of stuff. That is 45. So either 55 or 45 for adults, pretty much. We do have some youth classes, ages 8 to 11, 12 to 14, and 15 to 17, and those are all $35.
Okay. And as far as sign up for this event, how is that being handled?
Do want to pre-register for that. And actually, we have a date of August 20th. There's the close. We do want earlier than that for those same issues with access, to get you access and everything. And you can go to the same website that Reed mentioned about. We're quite a little bit unsure if that's up right at the moment, but it will be in the very, very near future. Again, that's riley.armymwr.com. There is a day of sign up, so if you have a last moment thing to come out and shoot, you can do that. We don't prefer that. We want you to pre-register if at all possible.
Okay. And the event is open to the public, right?
It is. Again, the only issue you have to deal with there is some access. If you go through that pre-register process, we'll get that, and then it'll be simply pretty much give a driver's license and date of birth and that sort of thing, and you'll be able to drive in off the gate like Reed mentioned. As a backup, if you don't get that to happen, you know, go to the visitor center early, get approved, and you can get that done.
All right, and I'm going to assume, and I don't know the answer to this, but will you have the bows and arrows there on site for them?
Those are the participant provides their own.
Okay.
We do not provide on that. Yes, they provide. Should also say that the August 21st, to be clear, is the youth day, and August 22nd is the adult day. So on the 21st, youth is shoot at that time. Parents can walk along with their kids and observe them and all that sort of thing. So that's really a good time for that. as far as a daily schedule, they check in at 7 a.m. to 8:15. There is a shooters meeting at 8:30 a.m., and that is mandatory that everyone attends that. If they miss that, they are not shooting. The actual tournament itself starts at 9 o'clock. There's door prize drawings, and then the shoot-offs at 1:30. And how the shoot-offs work is there has to be 10 people in the class. And if there is, then we'll take the top five shooters and out of that 10, and they will do a shoot-off at 1:30. And that's where spectators can come, their families can come and watch that, which is really nice to see because that is where they are competing for money, basically the prizes then.
Very cool. Again, this is happening August 21st and 22nd, the third annual Bowslinger 3D Archery Tournament. Besides competing in a tournament, what will the participants and visitors gain from this experience, Todd?
One of the cool things, and I think it really just solidifies, you know, the connection between Fort Riley and the community and the partnerships here, which is really strong, but it does get, you know, the general public out to see what does go on here at Fort Riley. And there's a lot of neat opportunities here, and I think that just is a good highlight to see that. And as Reed spoke before, a number of our events are open to the public, and it just really solidifies that partnership.
All right, so definitely get there early. There's a lot of construction happening on Fort Riley, as Reed mentioned in the previous segment, so you do want to make sure you give yourself ample time if you do come out.
Correct. That is correct. And we will have food available for purchase from 11 to 1:30, I believe, from our Belay Cafe. It's really good food, and we won't overcharge you there or anything, and it'll be really good. So, and we'll take care of you with some water stations and that sort of thing. But again, you know, it's outdoors. Bring bug spray and plenty of water that way, snacks if you need that, ensure that you do things safely.
All right. And then, of course, it is Kansas, so there's a potential always for bad weather. What's the fallback plan there?
Essentially the same as Reed mentioned, a little bit of rain, we can deal with that, all those sorts of things, or maybe delay a little bit on some time if that's if that's going to be the issue. If lightning or something of that sort of nature, then there could be a postponement that has to take place. We always hope for that doesn't happen, but that is a possibility, and that's the backup plan.
Okay. And again, it's the third annual Bowslinger 3D Archery Tournament happening August 21st and 22nd. Todd, anything else we should know?
You know, there is some it is based on the number of attendees, but the cash prizes can be for adults or $500. For first, $250 or $100, that's a pretty good incentive to come out and shoot some archery, you know, or if you're not competitive like that and just want to shoot, we have plenty of those folks too, you know, that do that. For youth, that's less. It's $200, $150. And again, it is based on the number of attendees, but that's some pretty good money to come out and have a good time and make a little money if you're a decent archery shooter too.
Absolutely. Well, a great event here. Be sure to check that out, and you can learn more on Fort Riley. What's the website, Todd?
Again, it is rileyarmymwr.com.
Okay, very good. Well, Todd, it's good to see you again, and we hope a lot of people come out and get signed up for this tournament.
Yes. Good to see you too.
All right. That's going to wrap up our Fort Riley segment. Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus talking with Manhattan Housing Authority up next.